AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police say they believe the man and woman killed in a gun battle with police after Wednesday's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were the only two shooters. They're identified as Tashfeen Malik and Syed Farouk. Relatives say the two were married. Farouk's brother-in-law, Farhan Khan, was asked about a possible motive for the shootings.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this? I have absolutely no idea. I'm in shock myself.
Police Chief Jared Burgwan told reporters a short time ago that Farouk was an environmental specialist with the county health department and that he angrily left an office holiday party before returning with Malik.
Based upon what we have seen and based upon how they were equipped, there had to have been some degree of planning that went into this. So I don't think they just ran home, put on these types of tactical clothes, grabbed guns, and came back on a spur-of-the-moment thing.
The shooters left 14 people dead and 17 wounded. They later died in a shootout with police. Mark Scroggins' daughter works in the building where the shootings took place.
They need to do something. This is crazy. There's just too many shootings, too much bad stuff going on here. I mean, you hear about it, but this is insane.
His remarks courtesy KABC-TV. William Porter is on trial in Baltimore. He's the first of six police officers charged in the case of Freddie Gray, the black man who died after being injured in police custody. AP correspondent David Dishno reports his defense attorney says Porter wasn't trained well enough.
He's told the jury that they may hope that by finding him guilty, it will quell further unrest in Baltimore, but he says Porter committed no crime.
The deep-sea hunt for the missing Malaysia airliner has been refocused on the southern Indian Ocean based on new analysis of the plane's final hours and how it might have plunged into the water last year with 239 people on board after running out of fuel. This is AP Radio News. A South African appeals court is expected to rule today on whether to overturn a manslaughter conviction against Oscar Pistorius and find the double amputee Olympian guilty of murder for killing girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Well, Wednesday shootings in California intruded on a normally festive event in Washington, the lighting of the Capitol Christmas tree.
House Speaker Paul Ryan asked for prayers and a moment of silence for the multiple victims at a social service center. Before lighting the 74-foot Alaskan spruce, he said,
I hope it will be a reminder throughout this Christmas season that even in the darkest of times, God is there.
The speaker added,
and for those of us who are Christians, he gave us his only son.
And then the countdown before throwing the switch.
One.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Crowds are also on hand in New York for the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.